This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our question, good or bad, what was the story involving your phone that you can laugh about now? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
So one of my poker buddies, we're playing poker one night, and his phone goes off, and it's just this weird kind of music. And when he was done, it was like, who was that? He's like, oh, that's the old ball and chain. He's like, yeah, but what was that music that played? What was that ringtone? He's like, oh, that's the Godzilla theme music.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Is he still married?
Chuckles all around, and someone goes like, does she know that that's the ringtone for her? And he's like, do I look stupid?
Well, like, you never know, man. That's the problem with that. It's going to come back to haunt you one of those days.
It will. I thought it was a great idea when I first realized I could do it. That I'm like, no, because for the most part, you're looking for a reason to insult someone. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's a friend, it doesn't matter. Like, everything I'm coming up with is like a roast. You never play something happy because you love this person. Yeah. It's always like, yeah, I got something for your ass.
I used to have a duck ringtone on my phone, and I'd leave my phone ringer on all the time. It would drive Ted nuts. I just, every time I walked outside to smoke, my phone would ring, and I never take it with me. And it was, and I could just see Ted like, seething when I walked back, and he's like, turn your ringer off. And also, it rang for a long time. It wasn't like 30 seconds. It was like 45 seconds.
Ted seriously lost his S one time. I remember you came in. He spun around in his seat. He's like, seriously, man. Turn your goddamn ringer off. Turn the ringer off.
His fuse is about that long that day.
Yeah. Why is it the duck call?
I just thought it was funny.
It is. I mean,
that doesn't get your attention?
Yes.
I think it still is my ringtone.
I think you're the only person I have ever heard with that ringtone.
Actually, call my phone. I have no idea what my ringtone is. It's always on silent. Hang on. I mean, even turn it on.
Probably just rings.
I guess. I don't know if I've changed it or not. Absolutely not.
Turn the ringer.
He was deadly serious.
Good or bad, what was the story involving your phone that you can laugh about now? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, no, wait a
minute. My line's busy. Hang on.
My line's busy.
That's the wrong damn number.
Really?
You don't even have his
really,
number?
Man.
I do, man.
I've given you my
wrong number.
I don't even have my damn number.
What his number is. I just got to
What did you type in?
I typed in thrill.
What else comes up, man? It sounds awfully porny if it wasn't me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what I mean? What else is a little bit
some chick down in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Survey says?
Oh, I got nothing. Oh, I guess I put it on silent. Never mind.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Let's try that one more time.
So you can't even, your phone never rings?
No, he just called me. Just said, hey, man, Mike's calling.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the phone. That's very low.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Now I know.
Good or bad, what was the story involving your phone that you can laugh about now? 206-803-ROCK.
I think that other one was your office phone number.
I see.
We have office phone numbers?
Used to.
Oh.
We've never answered. We had an office phone in the old building. It rang once in all the years we were there. Oh. Miles and I looked at each other, looked at the phone. You going to get it? Said, no. Are you going to get it? He said no, and we didn't.
It did say you have like 445 voice messages.
Yeah. Never listened to one, though.
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
bitch, hola.
Hola, sir.
How are you guys today?
We're doing good. It's a positive Friday.
Positive Friday. Yeah.
Positive Friday. That's what I like to hear. That's okay. It. So this is not a positive story.
Perfect.
That's why we said good or bad.
So it is bad. I am going to the Hemp Fest, and I wear short shorts because it's hot out. And I have to go to the porta potty before we go in. Mind you, I did not remember that I had my phone in my back pocket, and it is a short pocket.
Uh-oh.
I take my shorts off, and they fall into the porta potty. I try to turn around and catch it. It's a no-go. And I ended up peeing on my phone.
Wait, you didn't pull your phone out before you peed?
You didn't realize that you dropped it at that time?
No, I didn't realize it was in my back pocket until it was too late.
So when you stood up to wipe, you look down, you throw the paper in, and there's your phone.
Yep.
Now what?
Nothing. I do not do anything.
You did not try to get it out? I mean, was it underneath the blue water, or was it?
Oh, this was a nasty toilet, and it was under.
Okay, all right. Well, I've dropped glasses in there and gone in
so
after them.
There were other people's poop in there.
Trust me, I did it at a Red Fest. I was wrist deep. I mean,
but it's other people's poop.
No, but I was looking for my glasses. I mean, glasses.
No, I know you're
cheap.
Looking for your glasses.
Trust me, even
but
those
was it other people's poop in there?
Well, I mean, what do you think that was in there?
I'm just hoping it was clean, maybe.
Vomit?
Man, I don't know anything.
No.
It was not a fresh one with fresh blue water.
No.
It was not a new one.
No, it'd been 6 hours of drinking outside.
Yeah, man. It's just, I don't know. I still got Sacramento in my head. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of bad porta potties. That one was different.
Good or bad, what was the story involving your phone that you can laugh about now? 206-803-ROCK.
Ted knows who it is, but Ted ain't here. Hola, James. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you, James.
Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, I got a couple real quick all for the same phone. Had an employer, my super, his breath smelled like he ate a poop sandwich.
All right.
And you had his voice or his name entered in my phone. You didn't have to have a ringtone. It would announce who's calling. And me and another worker were on a service call with, we needed a purchase order number. And when the phone call came in, the phone announced incoming call from S-Breath. Right in front of the vent.
How many people heard this?
At that time, just me, my coworker, and the two vendors behind the counter.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm sure that they were inquiring after you answered the phone who that could have been, correct?
Now calling.
Well, they knew I was waiting for a call from my boss, so they had a good idea.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's breath.
And the other one with the same phone, I was working on a crane in a Boeing plant, and I dropped my phone 50 feet, 1 inch to concrete. Now, the theme of this call, the one guy drops his phone, they're skydiving. If it lands on the grass, it's cushy. This hit the concrete so hard, it bent my phone to a point where it's form-fitting to my face.
And so it was curved?
It was curved.
Unless he's Frankenstein.
Did it work?
It was still on with the app I had running, and it ran for another year before the backlight display failed.
Did people start asking you, dude, where did you get that cool curved phone?
I told them in detail.
Okay.
I was going to say, when you traded it in, were they like, wow, that's a miracle?
They were not entirely surprised. It was a Motorola Turbo 2, and they were known for being pretty indestructible. There's videos on YouTube about people that finally killed a Turbo 2, and they did it by running a steel spike through it.
Huh.
Much like a vampire.
Okay.
Jesus, God.
Yeah. Now, what did you do? You went in for, was it urine? What was the deal when you took your phone into the thing?
It was a bad night, but now I'm leaving Cincinnati, Ohio, I think. Yeah, the airport's in Kentucky.
Oh, you're in Covington. Yeah.
I'm in Covington, Kentucky. All right. I'm taking an early flight home. My wife is at a Super Bowl party, so I'm trying to reach her to let her know I'm taking this flight. Now, the problem is, as I'm trying to pull her number up, I'm at the airport taking a leak, and my phone slips out of my hand. It just goes straight into the urinal. But it's only in there, 4 seconds, maybe? Enough time for me to go are you kidding me? Yes, I got to pull that out. I'm trying to dry it off with paper towels and wash my hands and all this, but the phone doesn't work now.
Great. Right,
so everyone knows he dropped his phone 50 feet at this event and it curved.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It worked. Mine didn't. Right. 3 seconds of pee, it's gone. Your wife's lasted, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
At the bottom of San Diego freaking harbor. This thing was in pee. For like 3 seconds, doesn't work. Well, now the problem is, I still got to call my wife. Now, the good news is, I know her number off the top of my head. And honestly, no one else's except my own, to be fair, right? So, now I got to find a payphone. Well, payphones, they're not plentiful these days, right? So, I'm going through this airport. Finally, I ask a woman at the counter, I'm like, tell me there's a payphone in this airport. She's like, there is one. Tells me how to get there. I get there. Well, now I have change in my pocket, which is good. It doesn't take change. It's on credit card. So I'm just like, you can't just drop a card. Sir, you go through this whole thing, then you got to punch in the code. And I'm like, I just want to say I'm taking an early flight. So anyway, contact my wife, tell her what's up. But I had to call her like 4 times. And the reason I had to call her 4 times.
Because she's not picking up on an unknown number.
From Lexington, Kentucky.
Correct.
She's like, you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, right? That's what her brain would be. So there can't be him. It's Lexington, Kentucky. Finally picks up because she's sick of the phone ringing. I explain the situation. It's all good. And I say, look. You can't reach me, man. Like, my phone's dead. And then I have to explain what happened. Why did you do that? I'm like, I did not do this on purpose.
What do you mean?
It slipped out of my hand. Oh, why would you do that? I'm like, I wouldn't do that. I'm saying it happened, man. Right. Either way, get back to Seattle, take it to Verizon. I hand it to the guy behind the counter. I said, look, man, the phone's shorted out. So he has it in his hand trying to turn it on for me. He's like, yeah, it looks like she's shot. And I'm like, yeah, man, I dropped it in the toilet full of pee, and he immediately throws this thing down on the counter.
Yeah,
seriously, like, he throws it down on the counter. Keep in mind, it had been a couple days. It's not like it's actively wet.
Yes.
Right? So, but he throws it down on the counter. He looks at me. He was a really nice guy, but he was real stern, looked me in the eye and said, hey, man, next time, lead with that.
Right. So, open with that, man.
I was like, well, sir, dude, you immediately just took the
phone.
You
could have put a glove on or something. Good or bad, what was
you grabbed the phone. So like, there was pee on that. I'm not going to do that. You reached out your hand, I handed it to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.